Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network Radio Program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today. And we've got an outstanding show coming up for you, but first we want to thank some of the sponsors that help make the show possible.
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama, Memorial Park, Viva Medicare of Alabama, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, the New Edge Seafood Shed at the top of the hill in Spanish Fort, the official sponsor of my tirades, and Serenity Funeral Homes and Gardens.
And of course, we want to thank all our sponsors, and you are great listeners because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And, of course, SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion on Facebook or follow me on X. It's at Cal_SBN. And, of course, you can always chime in here at 343-0106. And you can always check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information on the topics of the day. Coming up later on SBN, we'll speak with veteran and founder and CEO of Vets Recover, John Kilpatrick. He's going to get us up to speed on the services and some of the specialties that they have to offer to veterans in our community. And we'll also chat with Mr. Pat Flanagan from the Alabama Antique Car Association. They've got an event coming up this weekend for Flag Day, and he will share what you need to know about the event. Also, Tom's tirade on Old Glory. But first, it is a pleasure to be joined on SBN by a great patriot and friend from the gastrointestinal empire that started with a sandwich and is growing faster than the cost of eggs, the master of the mess, the high priest of the palate, the kit and the cat, the zoot and the suit, a red-blooded patriot who can handle the truth and drop it like a bomb on you, sweetness himself, Mr. Nick DeMaria. Nick, once again, welcome back to SBN, and thank you and your crew for your service to our veterans, military, and first responders.
Where does he figure this out every week, Tom?
I don't know. I think he has writers, Nick. He has a room full of writers, and they develop all of that that intro every week.
Yeah, I look forward to that every week. It's always something new.
Yeah, well, y'all got something new going on too with the Banana Pete Hospitality Group.
Yeah, we're getting ready to open up the food hall in the RSA Tower and Trustmark, and it's called Parc de Treloar, Alabama Food Hall and Event Space, and we're probably 2 or 3 weeks out. But this week we've been spending a lot of time doing R&D with food, the gastrointestinal tests. Today we did Mob Town Slice, which is a big New York style slice pizza concept, and then we worked on Astronaut Chicken, which is a whole different twist to the whole chicken world, different from all the other chicken concepts. and flavor out of this world.
Unbelievable. I know I got some of the pictures that you sent to me earlier today, and the food just looks phenomenal, man. I can't wait to see the doors open and get down there and partake of the food.
Yeah, we're you know, Tom, to be able to even do that food hall, I have such a great group of people that work with me, from our office staff to all the restaurants to all the management staff to all the leaders to all the hourlies. None of this would be possible if we didn't have such a great team of people that are working hard. So, you know, applaud to them. We're just blessed to be able to do another concept that has four different brands in it, and just a super fun vibe. And it's always this super exciting time, which is that in all of our restaurants right now.
It is. It's just really a neat thing. And the thing's kind of been blowing me away. And I was just talking to your friend here, John Kilpatrick. I was with us here tonight for his interview. And he said that y'all helped him some get started out there with the Vets Recovery.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's one of the things that are very near to our whole organization, PP Hospitality. You know, Pete's part of the Mess Lodge, which is Navy Entertainment, and he goes all over the world and feeds troops with the Navy. And, you know, I'm very, very involved with domestic groups as far as supporting, and especially the Marines. And this coming next few months, we'll be doing a dedication memorial out there at the waterfront, actually facing the city of Mobile.
That is awesome. That's awesome. Will that be a statue of your nephew?
Yep.
Oh, that ain't cool.
You guessed right. Something will be dedicated to him for sure.
Man. And, you know, and that's one of the things that John and his people are involved with over at Vets Recovery is, you know, these guys that are having problems with PTSD and have got all the TBIs and concussions and all from being overseas and in all of our wars and all of our conflicts. And I know that's one of the reasons that we lost him. He was one of the 22. And, you know, that certainly just tore our heart out when all that occurred.
Yeah, I mean, I think that everybody needs to understand that a lot of young women and young men stand on that wall to protect us. And when it's time to help them, we need to all step up and always be stepping up to do so.
Well, we can certainly give John and his people the credit for doing that with their new venue that they have here in the Mobile area. It's a very unique facility, in that it's like your facilities that you guys are designing and building. You know, we don't have anything like that, but within probably 100 miles of here. And I think it's extremely beneficial to our veterans and veterans' families and first responders, too, and all of their families. So it's just neat to see what you guys are doing here that's beneficial to our veterans.
Yeah, I mean, we just want to try to do good works. I mean, we're in the food entertainment business, and then we just want to try to be the best that we can be by helping people. This on the June 29th, we're doing an event called I Believe in Miracles, where we're feeding close to 300 people, and there's still tickets available for the park that they're building out there for disabled kids. And you know, it just, if you're in a good place in your life that you can help people that have helped all of us or need help, do it, please.
Right. Yes. Well, we're going to have to take care of each other, Nick, because as you can see from your side of the fence, we don't get a whole lot of help. There's gazillions, millions of dollars being spent for our veterans and veterans' families, but you know, they're only doing about 50 to 65% of what really needs to be done, and there's a lot of money being siphoned off for management and what have you in all these facilities. But so we as vets and first responders and veterans, people that really care, have to step up and make it happen.
You got to always keep swinging. I mean, just you don't help one person. You keep helping. You do it all the time. You show up. and you always do the right thing.
Right.
Keep pushing.
Keep pushing on, brother. All right. Anything going on with the Squid Ink? I hadn't heard anything about them lately.
Squid Ink just won, I think, for the fourth year straight, most innovative menu. And actually, the guy that helped us put that menu together, one of our partners out of Chicago, Robert Kavikoff, he's actually down here doing the food hall with us. And I'm just going to give you a little teaser, Tom.
Okay.
One of the sauces, the main sauce of Astronaut Chicken, flavor out of this world, is we use, and you got to remember this from the, Cal remembers this from the 80s and 90s, Tang, orange juice concentrate.
Oh, my God. I remember.
Tang aioli.
All right, big guy. Appreciate you being on board with us. Everything cool at the waterfront and over at Sunset Point?
Everything's good. Live music. Best seating on the Gulf Coast, AL.com. Come see us. Keep supporting the Scuttlebutt Network and these guys.
All right.
Awesome.
Thank you, Brother Nick. Appreciate it, buddy. As always, you can visit Scuttlebutt Network for more information on the other side of the break. Veteran and founder of Vets Recovery, Mr. John Kilpatrick.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans. Transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And, of course, if you like to listen on demand, you can also catch us on the FM Talk 106.5 app for your smartphone. Just click the podcast tab and just search for SBN. And, of course, Tom's Tire Ad is up on castbox.fm. And it's always a privilege to be joined on SBN by veteran and founder of Vets Recover, Mr. John Kilpatrick. John, thank you for joining us, and thank you for your service.
Hey, Cal, thanks for having me again.
Man, it's a pleasure to have you on board here with us tonight. John, it's always an interesting conversation and exceptional news that we're getting out to our veterans and their families here on the Gulf Coast, as well as the first responders and all their families. But I think you've brought a little lady in here with us tonight that may be an awesome veteran.
Well, I tell you, it's so exciting what we're doing over at Vets Recover. And, you know, when we first started, our whole mission was really to remove barriers to care and make access to care, you know, where folks can get to it, they can get there, get what they need. And, you know, we learned early on when we started, we opened our clinic back in 2018, that this integrated care model, this later became the CCBHC model, that, you know, providing just mental health or just behavioral health was not enough. You know, we would get veterans that were on lots of medications, or maybe they hadn't been to a primary care physician or doctor in years, and they're here to see us about mental health, but they really got a lot of other health issues. And it's all combined. And so, you know, that's what's really unique about Vets Recover. It's kind of you get everything in one place. And so I thought it'd be great tonight if we brought so Wanda Cobb. Wanda was a major in the Army Reserve. I'll let her introduce herself and give her bio. But an Army nurse and just a real stud in the healthcare business. I mean, she gets her job as a primary care provider, but she understands how that fits into our unique integrated care model. And being a veteran herself, I mean, she can tell you about her own history, but, you know, that's one of the great things about Vets Recover is we do employ so many veterans and veteran family members who really understand.
Well, we accept that, you know, a lot quicker, and we relate to other veterans a lot quicker and easier than we would to some civilian doctor that had. I mean, they do a good job, but they can't treat a vet.
Well, okay? I tell people all the time, it's not required, but it sure breaks down
it
some barriers.
Sure does.
And you can talk the language and you understand the culture.
Well, you know, and you missed a little point here. This is not it's Wanda Cobb, major in the Army, is not just a nurse.
No.
Okay, she's a family nurse practitioner. She can do everything that a damn doctor can do, except she can't cut you with a knife.
She could probably do a little surgery if she wanted to.
There's a funny story behind that, but we won't go through that right now.
Okay. I think we have a problem here. Maybe a good scenario. We have a special guest that's on with us all the time. We do actually do like 8 or 9 remotes from the battleship. And we talked to this Army general, Major General, and her name is Cobb.
Yes, sir. That would be my aunt.
Okay. So in other words, if you get in trouble, you're going to call the general?
That's right. I'm calling my aunt.
Give a nice shout out to General Cobb.
Yeah, General Cobb, yes. What an awesome lady she is, too.
Please don't lock me up, General Cobb.
Yeah. Hey, no. I'm going to be in the brig already. I'll let you out.
Okay, it's Tom's fault.
Yeah, she tells me right quick when we're aboard the battleship. Now, my Marine, she called me. Let me tell you something. You know I've got a brig on my battleship. And it's in good working condition. And I already have your picture on the wall. I said, well, wait a minute. I thought we were supposed to be in charge of the brig. She said, no, not this time. But give us a little insight on some of your background, Wanda.
Yeah, so when I was 19, I enlisted in the Army. I was on active duty service. I was stationed in Germany. In the air defense artillery. We deployed to, at the end, right at the cusp of Desert Storm. We were there for about 6 months. Came back, I served till 1999, got out in 1999. And then in 2008, I came back in because I heard that they would pay for my education. So I said, why not?
All right.
Yeah. So I came in as a commissioned officer because I was already working as a nurse at that time. I was a what we called associate's degree nurse. It's basically a 2-year degree nurse. Went back and got my bachelor's degree, courtesy of the Army, and then went on and got my master's at the University of Alabama in Birmingham. And so I am licensed as a family nurse practitioner.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, will you be fulfilling that same position at Vets Recovery?
That's correct, and probably many other things.
Okay. whatever needs to be done.
That's right.
Yeah. John's that way, you know.
Hey, well, if it's got to be done, it's got to be done.
It's got to be done.
Yeah.
You know, we are our way.
Right. Well, after I retired and closed my business down, I started working for other people, and they would say, well, Mr. Claxton, would you do this or you do that? I said, is it dangerous? Well, no. I said, am I going to get hurt? No. I says, okay, I'll do it, but don't be late with my damn check. You know, that was kind of my opinion. I didn't care what it was. It needed to be done. Let's do it.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, but now, then are you still in the reserve or are you out?
I am still in. Currently, I am getting ready to retire. I have served 22 years and working on getting out, retiring.
Good gracious. Well, I know it's an extremely awesome event that John can get you over to the Vets Recovery, because that's just another part of this field that he's developing over there that you'll be a great asset to.
I'm excited to be here. I feel like this is the path that the Lord has taken me on, and
amen.
It feels like He told me that this is where I've been leading you all along. So,
well, He's been training you for this.
Yeah. I believe that, yes.
Well, that's awesome, man. And it's great that you feel that way about it. John, what capacity will Major Cobb be in hailing over there?
So as a family nurse practitioner, she's going to kind of head up our primary care function, and she can really tell you more about the program. But the key is that, you know, everybody needs a primary care provider.
Sure, we all do.
And so, you know, you don't just have to come to veterans, you know, to Vets Recover, you know, because the wheels are falling off and you've lost your home and you lost, you know, you, Tom,
right,
can
right.
come get your yeah. primary care at Vets Recover. And, you know, it's primary care. We keep saying that, but there's so much more to it. And really, Wanda can kind of explain how that primary care fits into the bigger picture of our real unique model of integrated care.
Cool. Okay, Wanda.
Yeah, so what John is talking about, Tom, is that we do an integrated, holistic approach in providing primary care. This means that when you come to see us at VRR, we're a team. We work together as a team, and we want to take care of the whole person. And when I say whole person, what I mean is the body, the mind, and the spirit.
Cool.
These are not, they're not separate. They're intertwined and they're connected. Mm-hmm. And if you try to deliver care without addressing the body, the mind, and the spirit as one, your healing is not going to be optimal. And this is the benefit of working here at VRR. We specialize in this model of care.
That is awesome. Well, you know, we've had the pleasure of having on another one of the other gentlemen that's in charge of one of your areas over there that was on it. He's going to handle some of the PTSD crowd or some of the would it be clinical?
That's right. So we've got a whole clinical staff of, we've got physicians, psychiatrists, psychologists, social workers, licensed practicing counselors. And really what's really unique about what we do is how we integrate peer support. And so peer support is kind of permeates our entire organization.
That's what makes it so different.
It really is. I mean, I was in the clinic today, and and we had a veteran in there, and you don't think about using peer support in primary care,
right?
But we did because this guy, had an appointment with Wanda for primary care, and then an appointment, right afterwards with his therapist.
Wait a minute. He's going to see more than one doctor.
At the same place, at the same time.
He didn't have to make an appointment in the next 3 months before he gets in?
Nope.
That is
same
unbelievable.
Same day.
What a blessing. What a blessing, though.
It seems so simple, and yet that's not happening anywhere else that I know
of. No, it's not. And that's a very unique thing about it because I know even with some of the stuff that I have been having to do is – and I've got this. I got to go here this day, and then I get another appointment 2 weeks down the road, and then I get another appointment 3 weeks down the road. So it's I'm always just bouncing off the wall. But we're going to be right back with these ladies and gentlemen. But we're going to hear when we come back. We'll hear from a group that's putting on a car show here in the Mobile area, and then we will continue our conversation with John and Wanda. We'll be right back on it. Scuttlebutt Network.
Upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network Radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. I am Cal Walters, along with Tom Claxton, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today.
And we certainly want to thank all the fine folks that continue to help make this show possible. The battleship, USS Alabama Memorial Park, our sea lawyer, Colin Kimberly, and all the fine lawyers and folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, the New Ed Seafood Shed on top of the hill in Spanish Fort, Viva Medicare of Alabama, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
And again, we are speaking with Mr. John Kilpatrick.
I'm going to talk to Pat Flanagan here just a second, and then we'll complete finish up with John Kilpatrick, Cal. Pat, you on board?
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. You got a big car show and a cruise in going on this Friday, which is Flag Day. Give us a little insight on it.
Yes, sir. That's correct. June the 14th, that's this Friday, between 4 and 6 p.m., the Deep South Region Car Club is going to have Flag Day cruise in, and we're going to provide dinner, hamburgers, hot dogs, all the trimmings, side dishes, and so forth. The main reason for this big event and the cruise in is a flag retirement ceremony, which the Marine Corps League is going to perform the ceremony, and we're going to retire a flag there at the clubhouse, and we're going to put up a new flag. The address of the clubhouse is 951 Forest Hill Drive. It's in Mobile. It's at the corner of Forest Hill Drive and Ziegler Boulevard. We'd love for everybody to come out and join us. It's going to be a nice event, especially veterans. Everyone's welcome, but we'd love to see as many veterans as we could there. And they're also going to have a 50-50 drawing, which will be money that will be spent back and forth to the clubhouse. And the winner of the 50-50 drawing, bring lawn chairs, because we're not going to have seating for everyone. So bring your own lawn chair, and that will be at the DSR clubhouse. So we look forward to seeing everybody to come out. It's going to be a nice day and honor the retirement of the flag ceremony.
It's an awesome event. We have, with the P.L. Wilson Detachment Marine Corps League, are extremely blessed and pleased to be able to perform that ceremony for you. And we have done it there before. But we've got a great detail that where we can show you how a flag is really supposed to be retired. And the reason for that, I have a little scenario that I'll read about our flag. And then we'll play taps and close out the event, and everybody go get some chow.
Yes, sir. That's the plan, and we really look forward to seeing the detachment. And we're really looking forward to it.
All right, Pat. You take care. Appreciate what you guys are doing, and let us know anytime you need some help.
Yes, sir. And thank you for what y'all do.
All right,
appreciate
brother.
It.
Thank you, sir. John, that's an event that you, if you had time in your schedule, you would probably enjoy.
We might try to make it out there. Sounds like two of my favorite things, old cars and Marines.
There you go, old cars and Marines. What? There's nothing, no better. Ms. Wanda, tell me some of the services that you provide there
in
primary care.
Yeah, so some of the things that we provide, we can do physicals. That can be a work physical, school physical, insurance. We also do DOT. We do chronic disease management, and that could be hypertension, diabetes, high cholesterol. And we do urgent care type of injury. So if you sprain your ankle and you need to come in and see us, you can come in the same day and see us.
Awesome.
So those are just some of the things that we do. We also have do travel counseling. So if you're going to be traveling outside of the country and you just want to make sure that all your immunizations are up to date, if you need a prescription to take with you to prevent malaria, we can do that. So, yeah, we offer a wide range of services, and I guess you could consider us a one-stop shop.
One-stop shop. There you go. Mm-hmm. I think it's extremely neat. The factor that I liked about it is the fact that you can utilize my insurance and my Medicaid and also then Medicare and then the my other Humana insurance, you know, and anybody else. But then, you know, if you don't have the insurance, then you can just pay for your services and it'll be taken care of.
Yeah. That's right. And, you know, that's been a tenet of VetraCover from day one. We would never, payment is never going to be a barrier to care for any veteran, first responder, their family. So that doesn't mean it's free, but we've got a sliding fee scale. You know, if you don't have insurance, you're not qualified for VA care, you know, come anyway. We're going to, you know, we've got financial assistance, and, you know, you could pay as little as nothing, you know, depending on your financial situation.
So there's no excuses. I mean, money and our not taking their insurance is not an excuse. You know, some of the places we have around here now only take certain insurances.
Yeah.
And some of the hospitals even. We just had a big to-do here with Mobile Infirmary where they decided they wasn't going to take United Healthcare for a while. So they boycotted that until they got a new contract, wow. I would guess, for a couple of weeks, but you know, now they're taking it back. But it's neat to not have to worry about that. And if you're sick, damn it, you're sick. You need help. You need to take care of right then.
Yep.
You don't need to wait a week before you get in.
That's right.
Yeah, and if you will permit me, John, I have a big dream. I have lots of ideas for other programs that I want to add to VRR. And so watch out for those.
Uh-oh. New things will be coming down the road.
Well, yeah. You know, it's always been the dream of VetraCover. And, you know, healthcare in the United States is really not healthcare. It's sick care. Right. You know, we want to manage your disease.
Right.
That's not what we want to do at VetraCover. We want to help eradicate whatever is keeping you back from being the best that you can be. And so we want you thriving. We're not about survival. I mean, you know, I got past survival a long time ago. I'm thriving.
Right.
You know, I'm doing the best work that I've ever had been able to do. I'm working with the best people. We've created this beautiful facility, this whole campus, specifically so veterans, first responders, and their families can come there and get all the health and wellness services they need, find a community, get connected, and live the life we were designed to live. And so, you know, what Wanda's talking about is just whole health and wellness, everything you need in one place, with people just, you know,
qualified. And most of them are vets.
Yep. That's right. And let's stop talking about what we can't do, and let's concentrate on what we can do.
I didn't know there's anything you can't do.
Yeah.
All right, as my old first sergeant used to say, sir, are we Americans?
Americans.
Are we Americans?
American cans or can'ts? I'm on that page. All right. Well, give us a little information about if we have to come there, do we just get in our car and go, or would it behoove us to call in first? What do we need to do?
So, Tom, we take you any way you come. There's no wrong way to get to VetraCover. So you can come by 1200 Spring Hill Avenue. Just come. You know, I always tell folks, if you're struggling and you need help, come to VetraCover. We can help you. If you're thriving, living the best life you can, come to VetsRecover. We'll put you to work helping other folks get to where you are. But you can come by 1200 Spring Hill Avenue. You can go to our website, vetsrecover.org. And as always, 24 hours a day, you can call 251-405-3677. And that phone is answered 24 hours a day by a veteran. And so, you know, 24 hours a day. And soon, come 12 days from now, the detox residential facility will be open 24 hours a day.
Hoorah. Yes. And that's what, 20-something rooms over there?
So that's 34 beds.
And, 34 and, beds,
and,
okay.
And, you know, talk about removing barriers to care. So before we built this facility, there was not a level 3.7D medically monitored detox facility south of Birmingham in our state. And so this is something that is really unique. And it's, you know, what we've designed is a complete continuum of care. So like Wanda said, literally a one-stop shop. Whether you just need to come talk to somebody or just come get a cup of coffee, or you need the highest level of addiction treatment available,
that's
you
awesome.
Can get it all at 1200 Spring.
If I've got a drinking problem and I want to get rid of it, that's where to go.
I would highly recommend it.
Okay. All right. Well, it's been an extreme pleasure having you guys on. We appreciate what you're doing and appreciate you aboard with us and giving us the information. Major Cobb, blessing to have you on board.
Is it okay to say Semper Fi?
Semper Fi.
Semper Fi. Hoorah.
Hoorah.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Tom
you
and Cal, for everything you
yes,
guys
thank
do
you.
And for getting the word out about all the good things.
We're just jarheads trying to make it happen. You know?
You and me both, brother.
All right. And for more information, you can always check out Scuttlebutt Network on the other side of the break. My tirade on Old Glory and more when we return to the Scuttlebutt.
The following may not necessarily represent the views or opinions of this station, but they're coming around.
Mr. Tom Claxton.
This past Monday, June the 14th, throughout our nation, patriots were gathered together to commemorate one of our national holidays. That's right. Monday was a national holiday. Don't worry. I bet most of you missed it sneaking up on you. You see, June 14th is Flag Day in honor and recognition of Old Glory. And don't get me started on just how tattered and torn our dear old flag has become under the current crew of politicians and bureaucrats, communists, and progressives inside the Beltway and on Capitol Hill these days. Needless to say, we have never been in greater need of this nation to rally around our national standard. But before I go too far down that rabbit hole, You see, people, many of them veterans, gathered together on the 14th to celebrate a holiday that is very important to our nation, but one, it seems, that has been forgotten by many. Hell, by most. If you look at the coverage on TV and you don't hear of many Flag Day sales or get invited to many Flag Day barbecues, and yet we gather together each year to commemorate our national flag and to remember all that it means to us and to our nation. You know, maybe what is lacking in our celebration of Flag Day is not the celebration itself, but an honest and true understanding of just exactly what it is that we are celebrating. So Top Cat is now going to wake you up on the Stars and Stripes. See if you can keep up, because I was around for most of this. On June the 14th, 1777, the Continental Congress, seeking to promote pride and unity in a fledgling nation, adopted the following. Resolve that the flag of the United States be 13 stripes, alternate red and white, that the Union be 13 stars, white and blue field, representing a new constellation. The stars at that time represented Delaware, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Georgia, Connecticut, Massachusetts, Maryland, South Carolina, New Hampshire, Virginia, New York, North Carolina, and Rhode Island. It is generally accepted that the flag that the Congress adopted was originally sewn by Betsy Ross and complete in late May or early June of 1776. However, the creation and composition of the national flag that we know today might not have occurred had it not been for a rather curious coincidence in the early days of the Revolutionary War. Earlier that same year, on January the 1st, 1776, the Continental Army was reorganized in accordance with a congressional resolution which placed American forces under George Washington's control. On that New Year's Day, the Continental Army was laying siege to Boston, which had been taken over by the British Army. Washington ordered the Grand Union flag, which had the British Union Jack in place of our current field of stars, hoisted above his base at Prospect Hill, in compliment of the United Colonies. In Boston on that New Year's Day, the Loyalists, the supporters of Britain, had been circulating a recent King George speech, offering the Continental forces favorable terms if they laid down their arms. These Loyalists were convinced that the King's speech had impressed the Continentals into surrendering. As a sign of the Continentals' surrender, the Loyalists mistook the flying of the Grand Union flag over Prospect Hill as a show of respect to King George. In fact, however, the Continentals knew nothing of the speech until later. Upon learning this, General Washington wrote in a letter dated January the 4th, "By this time, I presume, they begin to think it strange we have not made a formal surrender of our lines." Who says old George didn't have a sense of humor? But obviously, a new flag was needed, and thus our national colors were born. As our nation has grown from its humble origins, our flag has remained a steadfast symbol of freedom throughout the world and rallying point for those who call this nation home. Perhaps the first words describing the meaning of our flag to an individual in time of war were penned in 1814 in the waters off a besieged Fort McHenry by Francis Scott Key. As the smoke cleared from the fort and daylight came, he wrote, "The flag was still there." Of course, we now know his simple, heartfelt, handwritten poem as our national anthem. And for two centuries now, we have joined together to sing Key's words and pay respects to our flag, our men and women who have fought for and under the flag, and yes, those that have died protecting that for which it stands. In recognition of what the flag had meant to our nation, on June 14, 1916, President Woodrow Wilson issued a proclamation calling for a nationwide observation of Flag Day. And so we still gather, though our numbers are few, as so many have done before us, to pay our respects to our flag and remember what it has meant to each of us. It is an honor and a privilege to be able to come together in respect to celebrate our national standard, remembering the many sacrifices that have made our freedom possible. And it is necessary that we who have served under the flag in years past take the time to pass on just what it means to those who haven't served and for those yet to serve. One only need look to the mess into which this nation was allowed to descend over the course of the 8 years of the Obama administration. The restoration of our national pride under President Trump and the destruction of the same in short order under the Obama administration in order to realize what has always made America exceptional. That we as a nation and as individual service members serving under this flag have fought and died so that others may live and live in freedom. Even as an all-volunteer military, our brave men and women serve a higher cause than the meager paycheck that they get at the end of the month. They fight for the principle, like duty, honor, and country, embodied by this flag. Ideals that are foreign to the lost generation that has benefited from the sacrifices of those who have fought and died for our precious freedoms. Those such as the privileged players of the National Football League, who continue to denigrate this nation under the communist guise of social justice, beginning with Colin Kaepernick and spreading through the leagues of overpaid sports jocks, most recently the emperor who has no clothes, LeBron James. The assault on our institutions, such as the military and police, has spread to an outright assault on our national institutions under the guise of equity and critical race-baiting theory, which is simply racism in reverse, not the equality granted to us by our maker and codified in our founding document. Its most egregious manifestation is the fact that it has been announced that embassies of the United States, which are no less U.S. soil than Capitol Hill or Arlington National Cemetery. Yeah, let that set in, you communist traitors, that have been unleashed to fly the flag of the communist Marxist terrorist organization, Black Lives Matter, underneath Old Glory on their grounds. Are you kidding me? No guidance on whether it should fly above or below the gay pride flag. But I'm sure that there will be heated discussions and double talk from White House mouthpiece Jen Psaki Bomb. No word on when the Obama administration will advocate for flying the BLM flag over the White House or our military installation. Of course, this is the same crew of radicals from the Obama regime that allowed a U.S. ambassador and Navy SEALs to be massacred on U.S. soil in Benghazi and then lied to the widows and the American people about what the hell happened. Ironically enough, this disrespect for Old Glory, our traditions, and institutions will do nothing more than continue to alienate the American people, not recruit them to the dark side. In the end, they will kill their own golden goose, because the American people, the patriots of old and new, have been awakened to the struggle that is ahead of them for their country and their freedoms and the future for their children and beyond. They are willing to turn off the boob tube, stay home from the stadiums, and start a new wave of American idealism. But you see, that is exactly why Old Glory is so special. Because no phony baloney politician, no overpaid basketball diva, and no Marxist bleeding heart phony social justice front can steal from it what was earned with the blood and sacrifice of so many. And so I ask that each of you take a few moments with your children and grandchildren and tell them what the flag means to you and what it should mean to them. And hopefully, one day, to their children, should the flag still be there for them. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Clark, and here's a word from a very wise man.
I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word. I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, Old Glory, a symbol of freedom. Wherever she waves, there's respect. Because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose, and that's love for country. And to the Republic, a state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance.
There we go. A great tirade there, and a great little bit there by, I believe it's Red Skelton who put that together. But we thank you for joining us, and we hopefully hope that you will have a great Flag Day. Come out and join the events there on Saturday. Until then, keep our warriors in your prayers, and remember, a hero is not a four-letter word. God bless America.
Hoorah! Got one out of that major.